Today is Saturday, August 29th. Victoria Ann Vicky Sutton, 81, of Robinson, Illinois, formerly of Richland Center, died June 14th following a brief illness. Celebration of life will be held at the American Legion Post 13 in Richland Center this afternoon from noon until 4. A lunch will be served. Victoria Vicky Sutton, 81, of Robinson, Illinois, formerly of Richland Center. Briggs Nelson Maxwell, 14, of Ithaca, died unexpectedly Thursday due to a farming accident. Visitation will be held on Sunday from 2 to 6 and on Monday from 9 until the time of service at 11 at the Ithaca High School Gymnasium. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be given to the family for a scholarship in Briggs' name. McClary Memorial Funeral Home assisted the family with arrangements for Briggs Nelson Maxwell, 14, of Ithaca. Michael Neary, 62, of Laval, died August 20th. Funeral services for Michael will be held on Monday at 11 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Laval. Friends may call on Sunday from 4 until 7 at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg and on Monday from 9:45 until 10:45 at the church. Burial will follow at St. Bridget's Cemetery in rural Casanova. The Farber Funeral Home is currently assisting the family of Michael Neary, 62, of Laval. Glenn Boss Updike, 68, of Boscobel, died Monday, August 24th at Mayo Clinic in La Crosse. The funeral services for Boss will be held at noon on Monday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Friends may call at the funeral home from 10 until the time of service at noon on Monday. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Glenn Boss Updike, 68, of Boscobel. John H. Dietelhoff, 79, of Casanova, died August 26th at Gunderson Lutheran Hospital in La Crosse. A funeral mass will be held on Tuesday at 11 at Holy Family Catholic Church in Laval. Burial with military rites will be in St. Bridget's Cemetery, rural Casanova. Friends may call on Monday from 4 until 7 at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg and on Tuesday from 10 until 10:45 at the church. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family of John H. Dietelhoff, 79, of Casanova. Theodore Richard Dick Greenheck, 92, of Lone Rock, died Wednesday, August 26th at Upland Hills Health in Dodgeville. Funeral mass will be held on Thursday at 11 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green. Burial will be in St. Killian's Catholic Cemetery, Bear Valley, at 2:30. Friends may call on Thursday at the church from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. Following the service, there will be a luncheon at the church. In lieu of flowers, you're encouraged to honor his love of the community and athletics by supporting your local sports team. Or consider supporting local healthcare providers just as they supported Dick and his loved ones. Theodore Richard Dick Greenheck, 92, of Lone Rock. Charles Chuck Barrett, 63, of Bosstown, died August 23rd at Amplify Healthcare in Boscobel. Celebration of life will be held on Saturday, September 5th from 1 until 3 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A private family burial will be held at a later date in the Mount Tabor Cremation. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Charles Chuck Barrett, 63, of Bosstown. Joan O. Albaugh, 93, of Bloom City, died on August 28th at her home. Funeral services are pending with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service for Joan O. Albaugh, 93, of Bloom City.